Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you folks. Welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host, Linda. It is Wednesday. Thank you for joining me. We got Bill, Ron, Rod in the chat room. Hopefully others will join. I'm your host, Linda. It is, we are at Oceanside, California. Another perfect day. I'm not kidding you guys. It's gorgeous. About 74, sun shining, pretty blue sky and this little breeze. It's a little tangerine tree outside and it's just adorable. So, we have a lot to cover today because this world is a mess, and I hope you guys can hear me. So type in if the sound is good, and we will get started. My show notes. I hope I can get through this. My head's going to explode, so I must calm down. You guys getting sound? Please let me know. Anyway, I wanted to go with, thank you so much, Bill. Awesome. Just to get everybody in the mood here, we need to have some scripture because otherwise I'm going to take a Xanax or three. This one is Mark. Let's see. I think it's chapter 7. And this is, Psalms 44. You want that one? Oh, gosh. Let me do this one real quick. Verse 14 or 43. Okay. Let me see if I can. Let me just do this one real quick. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which cometh out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable, and he saith unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murderers, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So that's where that one was. Right. So anyway, let me see what that was. Let me find that one that you guys wanted. Okay. I'm going quickly. It's in here. Okay. Psalms. Get over here. Should have all these bookmarked, but I don't. I think it was 43 and 44. Let me see if I can get in here. There we go. Psalms 40. Okay. And I want to give a shout out to Yo. I know she's going to catch in the archives. Her birthday was today, and I'm not going to reveal her young age because she's a lot younger than I am. But she had a great dinner with Nick, and it was wonderful. And so that was awesome. I say, okay, so something Chad and Jolene. But anyway, yeah. No, I think it's her, maybe the sixth time she's celebrated her 29th, but I don't know. Anyway, and also I want to give a shout out to Bill because he's celebrating the birth of his father, even though his father's passed. But as I recall, people who are remembered and celebrated in life, we get to remember their birth dates as well as their exiting dates. So happy birthday to Bill's dad in heaven. And Bill, our prayers go out to you and your family. So, all right, so now we want to go Psalm 43, judge me, O God, and plead my cause. can't find this stupid light's not doing well. Against an ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why thou art cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And we have, oh, you're welcome, Bill. I was just reading scripture and wishing everybody well today before getting into the meat of this stuff. There's so much going on. I want to get some more light here so I can go 44. Okay, this particular one is to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, and M-A-S-C-H-I-L, Mashiel, I'm not pronouncing it probably correctly. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst affect the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Okay. Differences. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from the way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Boy, does he. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, thy sleepest thou, O Lord, arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. So, boy, we should take that one to heart, let me tell you. anyway, that's something it just is so remarkable, as today we have so many enemies, and they just keep slinging arrows at us. And I just keep praying to the Lord each time when I feel, you know, like that. I just say, Lord, teach me how to put on your armor and all of it, because we're going to need it. And I want to get to some of the news of the day, and then I was going to get into some of the stuff that I had learned from Hillsdale College. It's really cool, and it ties in quite well. So I'm going to read some of the stuff. I can't talk to you that fast. Don't do it so quickly. It says, the people shake their head when they hear us and see us, but God will deal with them. Amen. We are as low as a snake belly crawling in the dirt, yet God has chosen us. The enemy is confused. Cool. Anyway, so that was great. Thanks for that, and I'll get back into those readings as soon as I can. I've got so much reading to do, guys. Okay, let's just start. I got the first two. I got the birthdays covered. We're really cool. The stuff that's going on in D.C. is mind-boggling. I'm going to try to tick this stuff off and go back and forth to the stuff that I have on my emails, because it's mind-boggling. Okay. HHS, which stands for Health and Human Services, which is another big joke. And then we have, this was, I think I'm quoting her, or it's like a, I'm not doing it verbatim. It's not a perfect paraphrasing is what I'm doing. This stupid woman, she was very happy about these exchanges that went online, I guess, yesterday. And again today, and they've been glitches for days and days. But she says there's also a call center for the healthcare exchanges, and we have translators for these call centers on the healthcare exchanges, and these people can handle 150 different languages. And I went, oh my God, plenty of money for that clown stuff for, if you can get through on the phone lines. You know, there's all the sequestering. That didn't seem to mess that mess up, did it? Unbelievable. So the things that happen in the way of news just boggle the mind. And then I want to get to the one, let's see, that one about the, there was the email one. So I'm going to go through that later with Boehner. What a traitor. So apparently the idiot in chief, because he's such a baby and thinks he's a dictator already, once they decided to, quote, shut down the government, which is a crock of you know what anyway. So he gets his panties in a bunch and he says, I'll show them. And he starts, they're closing down the parks, national parks, right? I got that. Okay. So there's a few people that aren't going to get checks. They'll, you know, they got furloughed, whatever. So then they put the barricades up around the war memorial, and these beautiful old men that came from World War II, 87 through like 96 years old, wanted to see the war memorial. And this, you know what, and I won't even say it because I'm trying to keep the family friendly, puts up the barricades. And thanks to Steve King and Michelle Bachman and Louis Gohmert, the first day, the war memorial barriers were moved about 3 feet, and the old veterans got to go in. I say amen. And then today, yeah, Arabic, there you go, Bill. Today, the same thing happened, and they were actually making it more difficult for the people to move the barriers. So because, I don't know if you guys saw this, there was a whole bunch of stuff yesterday and today on YouTube, on Facebook on this stuff. So if you guys can check it out. Because they wanted photo ops, and they're all vying to get reelected in 2014, which I'd like to just see 9/10 of them gone. 535, subtract 7. Those the rest of them gone. I can only count 7 that I would even trust to come in and water my plants or whatever. It's just unbelievable. So I was very happy to see those 3 people, and of course these other ones are all, jumping on the bandwagon so they can go help the war vets today so they can get their pictures in the paper or whatever. And it's just amazing. Ron says, traitor president has made it easy for them to migrate here with text. Oh, you're talking about the MB and the Muslim Brotherhood and the rest of them, and the Syrians and whoever else wants to come over here, and the Palestinians. Oh, my God. And on it goes. And then, of course, he hires them for high offices in D.C., next item, there was good news, miracle of miracles. Governor Brown signs a law defying cooperation with NDAA and the indefinite detention, especially here in California. Okay, it goes on. He signed a law barring state cooperation with any attempt by federal government to indefinitely detain people in California. The California new law not only targets the NDAA provisions, but also any future federal laws that grants officials open-ended detention powers. Hooray! That was about the only decent thing I had in the whole news that I could find. So now we go to... You're not going to believe this. When I was watching Beck today and listening to him, so the MB has been... CIA and who's the other ones? The sister one over in London and the FBI. These are not our friends. Okay. So welcome all the guests. I hope you can hear me. This is great. So Beck was very, very upset with the GOP today. I mean, huge, especially Boehner. Boehner, the evil person, coordinated with Ovamit, or actually Harry Reid, the emails came out, to exempt Congress from the ACA. This was quite a while back, I imagine. I didn't get to read the whole thing because I haven't had time. It's been a crazy day today. I got up, got it together, went to work out, went to my doctor's visit, came home, tried to get stuff ready for the show, and here we are. So I didn't get a chance. If you guys can call in on that, that's great. So Beck wants to defund the GOP altogether. I thought that was pretty funny. I think that's a really, Tammy Faye, the crybaby, the overly tanned, still goes out and hangs out with Ovamit smoking cigarettes in the back. That's when, whenever O's not hanging out with his gay lovers. Okay, let's see what we got. In the meanwhile, yeah, Bill, I know, I thought that was a great one. In the meanwhile, the ACA exchanges sites have a lot of glitches, and it was really funny because there was two or three different websites. I think it was not websites, but TV shows, CNN and whatever the other one was, NBC. The people were trying to get into the exchange. It's a big mess. And then we're going to go to this portion here. Let me get off this and go back to where I was. All right. So it's the one here. This is the one. It's kind of cool. I don't know if you guys saw this or some people saw it, but now I can't play it because I didn't download it and couldn't figure out how to do it anyway. But Neil Cavuto slams Ovamit really good. So let me get to that, and then we'll go on to the other stuff. He says, Mr. President, Fox News isn't what is making Americans sick about your health care law. Your health care law did that. Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto, and excuse this departure from form, but I think it's just poor form. So it is time we set some things straight. Mr. President, we at Fox News are not the problem. I hate to break it to you, sir. You are. Your words are. Your promises are. We didn't sell this health care law, sir. You did. Remember this? This is President Barack Obama back in the day. If you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor, period. Mr. President, tell that to the tens of thousands of retirees at IBM and Time Warner and dozens of others who have been dumped from their coverage and told to find their own coverage. Fox News didn't break that news to them, Mr. President. Their companies did. Fox News didn't push more of those firms to hire part-time workers. Your health care law did that. Fox News didn't incentivize fast food restaurants to scale back their benefits. Your health care law did that. Fox News didn't make doctors want to opt out. Your health care law did. Fox News didn't make insurance premiums skyrocket. Your health care law did. Just like Fox News didn't grant hundreds of exemptions to companies that needed them. You did. And Fox News didn't delay one key provision after another, including online enrollment for those small business exchanges. You did. Just like it wasn't Fox News that said we had to pass this to see what was in this. You did. Oh, that was Nancy Pelosi. Sometimes I'm confused. But of this, I am not confused. Fox News didn't do basic math, sir. You did. Or redo basic math. Fox News didn't say you can cover 30 million more Americans and not see a hit in premiums. You did. Fox News didn't say you could throw in those with pre-existing conditions and not have to pay for it. You did. Fox News didn't all but say you could get something for nothing. You did. Fox News didn't come back years later and say, oh yeah, we did raise some taxes. You did that. Here's what you are right about, Fox News, however, Mr. President, we can do math. And we did. You cannot and did not. We said it, proved it, and you didn't. And we are all suffering for it. Take it from the numbers guy at Fox. Numbers don't lie. The number of Americans working part-time and who are nervous, the number of retirees days away from being dumped on exchanges and anxious, the number of company bosses with any news to pass along those exchanges but still clueless, the number of doctors who want out, the number of congressmen now opting out. No, Mr. President, none of those numbers lie. But with all due respect, sir, I can only conclude you do know. I know. I know you hate us at Fox, but please take a look in the mirror and fast. You think we're the skunk at your picnic, but that doesn't mean we're the ones that stink, because that smell isn't coming from the folks reporting on your law, Mr. President. That smell is your law. And I just thought that was absolutely amazing. So it was great. And to see it on him do this on YouTube from Facebook was amazing. Okay, hello, Papa Bear. Welcome everyone to the show. Anyway, so I the last one, get back into what's going on today. Again, if you guys want to call in, please do 646-378-0321. I have a couple more pieces here that I want to get into that I was looking at today. Let's see if I've got these right. Yes. I can't remember his name. I'm real bad with names. I can see his face as clear as a bell. This economist on Glenn's show today on the Blaze TV, he was predicting the hyperinflation. It was predicted by this gentleman by October of 2014, which is a year from now, or January of 2015. If there's even a slight increase in interest rates, the domino effect starts, and then the you-know-what hits the fan. So it was really quite staggering, and he was quite clear about it because of what they're doing with the printing and everything else, and the fact that China's changing our money for gold. It's a mess. Oh, stop talking about food. I'm trying to lose weight, gentlemen. Thank you. All right, so here's what I did get from – I got a couple of really cool things from the Hillsdale College, and it was my first week on the lecture by this gentleman there who's a professor, and it was Economy 101, which is kind of neat. I guess you got to go to square one to really get it. So you guys are being very incorrigible today on the chat room, but it's fun. Okay. So when you look at the word economy, and he breaks it down from the Greek oikos, which is house or household, and nomos, which is law. So it's like how you govern your household. And it was quite interesting to talk about. Basically, what they're doing is they're maintaining a family. And that's what everybody does every day. And this works for individuals. Of course, it can work for a city managing its finances, or a state, or a nation. But we have gone so far awry. The modern economy and America is, if you start with limited government, your private life is affected well. And basically, Rod's talking about, oh, you guys are bad. Okay, so this gentleman was saying, look, we have basic needs, humans have needs, and we have our discretion on how to make a living. So that's basically kind of in a nutshell describing capital or capitalism. In other words, capital equals production, and that's where we come to. I'm going to kill you guys, I swear. Hi, FT. Thanks for joining us. Where we go to James Madison, and this was from 1792, and this was on property, the right to things of value. And he said the government should be only for protecting our natural rights, which is property was huge amongst the founders. The relation between property rights and free markets and free association is very, very significant. And competition and cooperation, free association equals a free economy. So, oh, we've got Yo. Happy birthday. Oh, man, I wish I had a group here to sing for you. lady, happy birthday, Miss Yola. Okay. So, because we did that earlier, but you'll check it out. All right. So this was 1792, and this is James Madison. This term in its particular application means that dominion, which one man claims and exercises over the external things of the world, in exclusion of every other individual. So this is a quote from him. I'm going to do it again. That dominion, which one man claims and exercises over the external things of the world, in exclusion of every other individual. That is your personal private property. It, in its larger and juster meaning, it embraces everything to which a man may attach a value and have a right, and which leaves to everyone else the like advantage. In the former sense, a man's land or merchandise or money is called his property. In the latter sense, a man has a property in his opinions and the free communication of them. That, ladies and gentlemen, is freedom of speech, conscience, thought, and intellect. So that is very, very important. And it's been trampled on huge in the last 20 years or so, probably longer than that, but more recently we're being squeezed out. He goes on, he has a property of a peculiar value in his religious opinions and in the profession and practice dictated by them. He has a property very dear to him in the safety and liberty of his person or his physical body. He has an equal property in the free use of his faculties and free choice of the objects on which to employ them. Boy, somebody needs to send just these few sentences to Congress, because I want these people like this out of my life completely. In a word, as a man is said to have a right to his property, he may be equally said to have a property in his rights. Whereas where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, his faculties, or his possessions. And that is very, very true. Where there is an excess of liberty, the effect is the same, though from the opposite cause. Government is instituted to protect property of every sort, as well that which lies in the various rights of individuals, as that which the term particularly expresses. This being the end of government, that alone is a just government, which impartially secures to every man whatever is his own. According to this standard of merit, the praise of affording a just securing to property should be sparingly bestowed on a government which, however scrupulously guarding the possessions of individuals, does not protect them in the enjoyment and communication of their opinions, in which they have an equal and, in the estimation of some, a more valuable property. More sparingly should this praise be allowed to a government where a man's religious rights are violated by penalties or fettered by tests or taxed by a hierarchy. Conscience is the most sacred of all property. Other property depending in part on positive law, the exercise of that being a natural and unalienable right. To guard a man's house as his castle, to pay public and enforce private debts with the most exact faith, can give no title to invade a man's conscience, which is more sacred than his castle, or to withhold from it that debt of protection for which the public faith is pledged by the very nature and original conditions of the social pact. Okay. That is not a just government, nor is property secure under it, where the property which a man has in his personal safety and personal liberty is violated by arbitrary seizures of one class of citizens for the service of the rest. May I say socialism and redistribution of wealth. Okay, he goes on. A magistrate issuing his warrants to a press gang would be in his proper functions in Turkey or Indostan under appellations proverbial of the most complete despotism. That is not a just government, nor is property secure under it, where arbitrary restrictions, exemptions, and monopolies deny to part of its citizens that free use of their faculties and free choice of their occupations, which not only constitute their property in the general sense of the word, but are the means of acquiring property, strictly so called, what must be the spirit of legislation where a manufacturer of linen cloth is forbidden to bury his own child in a linen shroud in order to favor his neighbor who manufactures woolen cloth, where the manufacturer and wearer of woolen cloth are again forbidden of the economical use of buttons of that material in favor of the manufacturer of buttons of other materials. Somebody should send that to the president and to the EPA, by the way. And then he goes on, a just security to property is not afforded by that government under which unequal taxes oppress one species of property and reward another species, where arbitrary taxes invade the domestic sanctuaries of the rich and excessive taxes grind the faces of the poor, where the keenness and competitions of want are deemed an insufficient spur to labor, and taxes are again applied by an unfeeling policy as another spur in violation of that sacred property which heaven, in decreeing man to earn his bread by the sweat of his brow, kindly reserved to him in the small repose that could be spared from the supply of his necessities. If there be a government then which prides itself in maintaining the inviolability of property, which provides that none shall be taken directly even for public use without indemnification to the owner, and yet directly violates the property which the individuals have in their opinions, their religion, their persons, their faculties, and nay more, which indirectly violates their property in their actual possessions, in the labor that requires their daily subsistence, and in the hallowed remnant of time which ought to relieve their fatigues and soothe their cares, the influence will have been anticipated that such a government is not a pattern for the United States. If the United States mean to obtain or deserve the full praise due to wise and just governments, they, which is what it used to mean, the United States are, they are, will equally respect the rights of property and the property in rights. They will rival the government that most sacredly guards the former, and by repelling its example in violating the latter, which will make themselves a pattern to that and all other governments. So that is James Madison, whom I absolutely adore, and I do believe he was one of the people who was writing the Federalist Papers, one of the three, Hamilton and John Jay. So if you guys want to call in and get me off that one or come back to it, talk about Neil Cavuto, talk about HHS, talk about Evil Boehner and Schmuckface, whichever one you want to call. Reed, that was the one. Conspiring together. And if you guys can add to that, because I didn't have a chance to read it, please call in and tell me about it. And the other quote that I had from from Mussolini Brown in California, I only had one good thing to say about Brown, and that was that he completely did the kibosh on the NDAA in California, so he's not going to allow them to come in here and just intern people. So that was the only good thing he's done in about the last God knows how many years. So anyway, he signs in. I talked about this a little bit last time. He raised the minimum wage to $10 an hour in California. It's a done deal, so we're already messed up on that. And the idiot progressives down in downtown San Diego, they're jumping on the bandwagon the minute that happened. They're all going, oh, maybe we can, because it's supposed to happen, I think, in 2016 or maybe 2015, whatever it is. I didn't get the date correct, but it wasn't 2014. I knew that. They said, well, maybe we can get it going quicker. You know, this is how they, I got to get out of this state. I can't take much more. Anyway, so here's, this is one of the quotes and paraphrasing Governor Brown. This is about a week ago. The businesses who are successful should not be getting rich off the backs of their employees. Sounds like Obama. Then the kicker, they shouldn't disproportionately extract from the national wealth. What? So he thinks, this is how they think, that there is a finite amount of money and wealth in the country. Oh, I know. Brown got his math and economic studies from Common Core. It's unbelievable what these people, this is how they think, that there's a pie and that there's only so much to go around. And so this is how you have to explain it to people who aren't very bright. Okay, Governor Brown, there is a plot of land and it's empty. Okay, somebody who saved up for 20 years because they had the diligence to do so and maybe got a partner to help them or a roommate or whatever, and they go out and they build something on this land, okay, and they create something out of their own hands and whatever their property allows them to do, as James Madison so aptly put together, and they built a business and they produced things that people wanted. They have created wealth out of thin air, unlike Bernanke, who prints crap we don't want, okay, and we can't use. Now, so this is, they cannot get this concept because they have been so, I mean, their brains have been just, it's like somebody took them and put, they have a toilet and it's filled with progressive bullcrap and they have had their head stuffed down it. They're saturated in this communist nonsense. This is what it is. I'm surrounded by it. We're all surrounded by it. I went from maybe 22 or 23 people. The idiots, they don't know how to breathe without instructions. Yeah, I know. None of them can tie their own shoes. They must all have, especially the ones in Congress, because they get their $170,000 a year. They got people pushing buttons on the elevator for them. Those are the ones that got furloughed. Oh, man, these people, they're living, you know, they're living in the bubble. You know they are. It's bunk. So, anyway, I don't understand how this happens other than years and years and years and decades of indoctrination, Pravda, Plato's Cave. It's killing me. So if you guys want to call in, please. Velcro. I know they all need Velcro shoes. I said that a long time ago. Slip-ons. Yeah. Gettys, Japanese Gettys. They can slip them on, whatever. Velcro, because they can't. They cannot tie their own shoes. 646-378-0321. I got about 23 minutes left. Love to have you guys weigh in on all this stuff. Bill, I know you're talking about Immigration Day on Facebook. We need to go through that. So give me a call, and we'll get on it, and we'll see what we've got left. Let me go back to this real quick. Let me see. There was two. Okay, there was, yeah, the barricades. There was that one. If I can find it, the rest of it. This was the open air war memorial, World War II, open 24/7 until the shutdown. And the park rangers have been adding barriers to block off the memorial from the public. So, I didn't get to go through the whole thing. So they do shut down the national parks. Like, who cares about Yellowstone? I'm not going to Yellowstone. So. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So Rod says, there are more poor people than rich, so who would you chase after their votes with stuff taken from the rich, which doesn't cost you a penny? I'm not sure. Call me, Rod. Explain. But again, guys, call in and weigh on this stuff, because it's crazy what's going on out here. Let me see if I can find that other one. Okay, that's the Jesuits. Oh, here's the one. This was sent regarding the California Republican leaders push Obama's mass amnesty scheme. They had a California GOP letter to congressional Republicans, which probably reached ICE's desk. This is why the Republican Party is dying in California. Instead of representing California citizens, taxpayers, and middle-class workers, they are pushing for a mass amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in California for their business and special interest masters. Republican registration is now less than 29% in California, at an all-time low. Less than 3 in 10 registered voters are Republican, and that number will surely keep dropping as long as Republican politicians keep trying to be more like the radical open-border Democrats. There are now almost as many voters registered third-party and independent as the GOP. That says it all. And when you factor in all the adults who are not registered at all, only about 2 in 10 California adults chose to join the Republican Party. That means 80% of Californians reject the GOP and their progressive light politics. The California GOP doesn't have a Latino problem. It has an American citizen problem. So that's one that got from I'm going to pick up Ron. I guess he's calling in on a cell. I've got that on there. Thank you. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, darling, how are you doing?
Oh, boy, what a day. I mean, I'm trying to go through this news cycle, and I know that that they're going to push amnesty down our throats. What do you think about Crybaby Boehner going behind everybody's backs to
Boehner's a twit, and I told you guys that. when they very first mentioned him and he got the speakership. He was a wuss then. He's a wuss now. He's the same old rhino piece of crap, good old boy establishment.
Oh, man. Well, this is what's happening. And I got,
that he's always been.
Yeah, and this is what's happening. And like, what's that guy? I think it was Peter King, and he's a rhino, total progressive.
Oh, that's another twit that ought to be just bothered.
And you know what this is about, and I'm just acknowledging Bill's here. I know, I'm just going to get to you in a second. These guys, they've got their panties in a wad because they know that their power is going to go away if these guys, if they quote Tea Party people win or, you know, have anything to say about it. And the people out here in the public, we've had it and they know it. And I think
That's why they're so worried about this damn government shutdown. The thing that, as if it's actually a frickin' shutdown for real.
Yeah, it's not. It's ridiculous.
It's so minimal. But what they're afraid of is that people will see, well, crap, we can get by without all that shit. Maybe we really don't need it. We ought to just cut that from the budget. There's our first budget cut. Let's move forward. What else can we cut?
Oh, man, I got a list. Bill, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
You talked on immigration. I don't think a lot of people realize the whole ploy behind the immigration issue is to to use them to destroy the American culture.
Absolutely it is.
They're not coming as legal immigrants come. And we've seen in the past, I know many around my own area that have come the legal way, and they end up speaking English. And when they get their citizenship, you see it in their eyes. You know, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to them. They don't go around waving their country's flag and burning
ours.
Right. The cost of immigration. Heritage Foundation estimates the cost at $6.2 trillion for the 11 million assumed illegals. What they don't do is go on and tell you that, well, this is what it's going to cost if it's 30 million illegals, which it's probably closer to. So you've got to double.
Right.
You may even have to triple that $6.23 trillion. So you're looking at an $18.9 trillion added to the over $17 trillion we have now. They've had this game going on where they've had the debt clock stopped.
Oh, my gosh.
The truth is, it has not stopped.
Extraordinary measures.
Yeah.
They like to put off spending and paying for things into the future so they can discount that into the budget for this year. But it doesn't take away that debt. You're just hiding it into the future.
Right.
We see
and
that
you know,
all the time. They've done that for decades.
And you know what the,
if,
what
if
you're
the math
talking
don't
about?
Work, they changed the method of math.
Yeah. I know. Common core math, fuzzy math. When you talked about the people in the past, like Ellis Island, when we had the mass, people coming in. Those people assimilated very rapidly. They just wanted the opportunity to partake in what Madison was talking about, working hard and gaining your own property and having the freedom of religion, et cetera, which is also part of property in his estimation. And I just love the stuff I'm learning on these deals. And I knew a lady
adapted to America. What we have now, they expect us to adapt to them.
Oh, I know. I live in
Spanish on people. We speak English in America. Spanish should be an elective language just like anything else. It should not be forced. If you're going to force a language, it would make more sense to force Chinese since they own us.
Well, that's exactly the point that you were making, Bill. That's why they embrace these people. You know, the people that come to the United States of America through legal channels and actually, you know, put some skin in the game, if you will. They're coming here because they believe in American exceptionalism. They believe in that idea that is America.
They
where
get
so
it.
Many
right.
of these that they're dealing with right now, they come here because they get a free ride and they hate America.
Absolutely.
And
oh,
they
yeah.
figure
the
they can help kill them from the inside.
Wrong.
That's
you're
exactly what the
right.
hell is
they
going on.
They come to steal.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
They're just
well,
a bunch of freaking looters.
And look who's doling it out, though. No one's closing the bank, Ron. This stupid government of ours is just handing it to them.
Well, of course, I mean, because we just roll over and give them our wallet.
They're making these rules like they want to pass this amnesty, and inside there it's like if you're illegal and you have a criminal record, that's forgiven, and they can't hold that against you for a job. But at the same time, they can hold your criminal record if you're American against you for a job.
Yep.
That's discrimination.
Well, it's like one of my employees, I told you guys the other day, he got a jury duty notice, right? On his jury duty notice, it asked if he was a citizen. And then if the answer is no, prove you are not a citizen.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Not prove that you are. Prove that you're not.
Oh, my God. That's
wow.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, see, here in California, because they want illegals to serve on juries. That's how nuts this state is. That's
how
what they're doing.
How in the hell do you go about proving you're not a citizen?
I don't know. How do you prove a negative? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God.
You notice how you hear all this screaming about the health care bill. It's the law. We got to enforce it. It's the law. But since 1986, there has been no attempt to enforce these immigration laws. And I'm not talking about just going after the ones that are here illegally. I'm talking about the employers.
I know.
Exactly.
Those that cater to them with housing or anything else. The Chamber of Commerce uses them.
Yep.
Why is it that none of these folks will call out these jackasses like Harry Reid when they make these statements and say, you know, and give a counterpoint and say, well, Senator Reid, I'm glad that you feel that we need strict enforcement of the law. If only we could get that on immigration law.
Right.
Exactly.
And the other
we wouldn't be discussing amnesty right now, would we? Sir?
Right. I have also a question. What I've heard this for ad nauseum for a couple weeks now, and because of these debates of the ACA, you know, the Obamacare. And all these Democrats and all these Republicans and all the rest of them keep saying over and over and over again, this is the law of the land. No, it's not. The Constitution is. This can be repealed. BS.
Their lame-ass excuse is that the Supreme Court has ruled it constitutional. And, you know, I heard Harry Reid today make the comment, where do they think they get this authority from to decide which portions of the law they're going to fund? I almost blew up. I was like, it's called the Constitution, you friggin' moron. You took an oath to uphold it. Maybe you ought to know what the hell it says.
It's like
don't know the difference between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
No, they
or
the
good
problem
money
is,
clause.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Okay, Barry, Reid, Pelosi, all these clowns, they know that their base are too stupid to know the real deal. So that's what's going on. And I'm going to pick up this one. I'm not sure who I have, but I'll find out. Hello, 937, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandy Schultz. I can't get into the chat, so I thought I would just call in and be a pain in the neck anyway.
Oh, no, have fun. Thank you. Welcome.
No pain at all. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Well, I heard someone say, and this has been in my brain all day, and I posted on Facebook, someone said, they keep screaming that this is the law of the land. I'm sorry. Slavery was once the law of the land, and we changed that. African Americans or any person of color, women, could not vote. Those were the laws of the land. Abortion used to be illegal. Now, these little chicky-doos who went out there and voted with their lady parts and got this Obama back in office, trust me, I've talked to many of them, and they make me sick.
I know.
They finally, there was a law against abortion. Guess what? It was changed, and now they can go get their abortion. So don't tell me that the health care law is the law of the land, period. We can change things.
Change
the only thing
it's
we
fluid,
shouldn't
right.
change is the Constitution. And I'm really getting sick of all these liberals out there screaming, well, just shut up. It's the law, man. Back off. Just let it go. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's...
Well,
thank
that's
God
why
Rosa
I started
Parks
screaming about immigration laws that we have, and they don't do a damn thing for them.
And how dare they? How dare they pick and choose which laws they decide to enforce? How dare they?
The
Either,
same way...
I mean, oh my goodness.
The same way that they pick and choose winners and losers in our corporate fascism. That's how.
Absolutely.
Believe me.
Oh yeah, and in our
you.
Electorate. I mean, when we go to the polls, do we seriously think we're electing people? Come on now.
No.
I live
not
in Ohio.
Exactly
I live in the bastion of election fraud this last time. I mean, there are so
Chicago?
Many stories out there about Obama getting 116% of counties. Come on, people. Let's wake up. Oh, that's not true. Oh, that didn't happen. Oh, what? Really?
That's a false number.
Really?
That's
math. I'm just so sick of all the, you know, everything is important unless it's a Democrat issue. Then it's, you know, oh, well, that didn't happen. And like Benghazi being not real. I mean, come on, people.
When is the
media going to stop defending and protecting and pushing this propaganda at us until we get this media to shape up?
I don't think they're going to.
If we ever get control back of this country, we ever get control back,
yeah.
What are we going to do with the media and all these people that have committed treason against our country and our people?
Hang them. Try them.
Well, you know what?
Them.
I have a different question. I understand what you're saying, and I agree.
Send
but I have
China.
A different question. What's going to happen to all these people? Excuse me. When Obama does get his socialist regime in here that he's working so hard for, what
well,
do you think happens to them?
Purpose,
they're the
be
first
eliminated.
Ones gone. Yeah. Anyone who will kowtow to the person mm-hmm. trying to change the government is the first one gone because they know that they'll turncoat on them just because they already
yep.
did once. You know what I'm saying? These people are so don't they obviously read no history at all. How can you not
None.
Learn from these things? They're
yeah, it's
walking into a trap.
Well, it is a trap because, if, as you know, is it Sandy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your first. Oh, okay.
Right.
I've got so many names in my head right now. I got the last name because that was the last one you said was Schultz. But I kind of lost my train of thought. But talking about, say the last thing you said.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember what it was now.
I know, like little. It's been a long day for all of us.
There's so
I'm
much
about
stuff
how they're
coming
do
at us. It's hard to keep
out.
Track of everything.
Yeah, yeah. The Cinco Pants are going to be the first ones out. I mean, they're just going to be. Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. Yeah. When you go back, because you've read history, and I know people on this site have, and everyone that's on the phones has. And you look at it, doesn't matter which regime you want to look at. Stalin did it. He purged people. Pol Pot, I'm sure, did. All of these clowns, I know Hitler did. He had the Night of the Long Knives, and that was just the beginning. I mean, that was way in the beginning. So, yeah, it's pretty sad what's happening. And at least some of us get it. And believe me, you know, when I heard that guy talk, Ron, about the monetary system today, and he was talking about Ben Bernanke me, and he's talking about the increase in interest rates. It's going to domino. So what do you think?
I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever. And, you know, you guys that have been listening for a long time know, for me, that's been the indicator. Because all the other stuff, there's so many distractions and so much crap that comes out of their mouths and out of D.C., but the one thing that you can't fool forever, and that's the market,
mm-hmm.
right.
No matter how heavily it's manipulated. And so I watch the market for indicators. Now, interestingly enough, yesterday the metals prices took a big hit. They have been taking a hit for a little while. I know why that's happening, and I know the mechanism of how that happens. Today we saw them rebound. They're trying to keep up appearances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing over the government shutdown, they wanted to drive down market price on metals because the last thing they want is for investors, I'm not talking about U.S. investors, mm-hmm. but investors overseas, they don't want them to see gold and silver prices begin to skyrocket. because as those prices start to climb rapidly,
mm-hmm.
the opposite effect is what's going to happen in the stock market.
Right.
You will have a mass exodus out of the stock market. You're talking about a Dow figure of 5,000 or less.
Wow.
We're sitting at Dow 15 plus right now. I say it's probably going to go around 16 and not much higher if we follow historic patterns. And we're setting up right now what they call a megaphone, which it's happened several times, 1929. It happened in the 80s. It happened in the 2000s, right, the beginning of the dot-com boom or bubble. So we're seeing this gigantic megaphone pattern set up. And when the metals break loose, it's mm-hmm. Katie bar the doors, because interest rates are going to rise rapidly.
Oh, God.
And so you've already got, you know, we talk about China buying bonds, but one of the things they never talk about is what bonds are we buying? What bonds are they buying?
Right.
Because the government sells more than one term of maturity of bond. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
three-month treasuries, there's six
right.
months, there's 12 months, there's 10-year treasuries. Well, the word has it that the Chinese are only buying short-term treasuries, 3 months.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because they don't want to be caught holding the bag on something that's not going to mature for a year or 10 years.
Sure.
And that's
oh, yeah.
really what they're looking at. If you watch
oh, my
the
God.
10-year treasury rate right now, you know, if it hits 3.5%, 4%, it's game over.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, real quick, Sandy, because you can't see, Rod Luke says hi. So if
oh,
you wanted me to get that in there. So, and he never calls in. Darn it, I wish he'd get on the phone even for 5 seconds and just say hello. And, you know, I mean, that's why I'm studying this stuff right now, Ron, because I need to understand it. And I'm glad that that gentleman was on Beck's show today explaining what they're doing, you know, what's going to happen and how similar and how close we are to Weimar, because there's and Zimbabwe, it happened to them too.
Yep.
You know, there's other examples. So, you know, it doesn't matter the geography. When you mess with math, you're going to mess, you know, you mess it up. It's going to happen to you.
And then
same
did you all hear?
Freedom.
Yeah. Did
yeah.
you all hear Obama today saying, all up in arms and upset about why isn't the market crashing because the government shut down? Did you hear that? Did you hear the stupidity
no,
from that man?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. He actually was
He's
all.
So stupid.
He was like, he had a speech. He should never have speeches. But he had a speech, and it was something about he was all appalled that the stock market wasn't crashing because his government, was shut down. It's like,
oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding? My goodness, shut
yeah.
up.
yeah, oh, I know.
I can't take it.
You guys, Sandy, thanks so much for calling. Ron, very much for calling. Bill, for calling. Yo, happy birthday. I got about 2 minutes. Any parting thoughts real quick?
Nothing for me. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, thanks.
I hope you guys have got some stockpiles and are prepared.
Absolutely.
And have a way to, you know, have a store of value for your wealth, your time, and not in paper currency, because you're going to need it.
Oh, I know.
Sooner than later.
I know. That's what we're doing. I know. It was great, Bill. Thanks. Go ahead.
They've been talking for a while now about the dollar breaking through the support level of 80 on the market. Right now we're at 79.9.
Oh, my God.
So it's broken through the support level, the floor of 79 or 80 on the currency exchange. It's just a matter of time. I marvel every day at the fact that the damn house of cards is still standing.
It's still here.
So,
I know. I hear you. So everybody needs to prepare. We all know we got to do it. I'm going to do a little clip, and I want to say thank you, guys. Have a great, blessed evening. It's been fabulous. Let me do this real quick.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom.
Amen. Anyway, you guys, have a great one. Please be here for Terry's show tomorrow. She's supposed to be on the air. Hopefully her Skype works and everything. And I want to say God bless. I probably got a few seconds. You guys have been wonderful. Thanks so much. Have a great one.